Hello and welcome to Camp Kaiju Monster Movie Talk. Today, I'm talking about my first bad movie. I swear, this is the first time I'm gonna give a less than classic rating. You can hold me to it. If not, my little goji here will. So the movie this week is called The Giant Claw. And it's not a movie I heard about until recently. And I was, you know, looking to see what movies I can stream. And I was like, oh, I've heard of that recently and how bad it is. Let's give it the old college try. Well, my friends, The Giant Claw is a giant drawback. Yes, you heard that first here at Camp Kaiju. Now, it's not all bad. Like I said, I didn't say anything, but it's a movie from the 50s. It is a cult classic. I do admit there's a reason I'm talking about it now and why maybe some of you have heard of it. And it has some good things. It has a lot of bad things. And it has some really funny, campy things. Right? But I'll tell you right now, it's not something I would say to someone who's new to the genre, who has like maybe heard of Godzilla, but they're like, well, what? Give me like your 5 or 10 essential kaiju monster movies. The Giant Claw wouldn't be on there. Now, if you're a vet like me and super geeky like me and wear fedoras and leather jackets in 90 degree weather like me, then this movie is for you. The two romantic leads are genuinely entertaining to watch. They get along. You could tell that they just have really good chemistry, which isn't always the case for love interests in movies of this kind, right? So, you know, but is that enough to sustain an hour and a half worth of monster mayhem? No. The bad, I don't even know where to start. It's the creature design. I mean, I'll start there. It's the one thing that everyone's gonna talk about, how goofy this monster looks. And it's totally legit. And what's most frustrating is that the movie actually does a really good job of building up the suspense. Think Jaws, for example. Like, it's really good at laying the clues, and you're thinking, man, you're right there at the characters. What is this monster? What is this mystery? And then they reveal the big reveal. It looks like a hand puppet that was dropped in sewage water, and then a dog peed on it. And then a child came along and then glued some googly eyes on it, and then like pulled their own hair out and like super glued it onto the top of that sock puppet with the dog and the pee and the googly eyes. That's what this monster's like. And you can't take it seriously. You can laugh at it, but I don't think you're laughing for the right reasons. And I hope we can laugh about that together. It's just like, wow, I've seen so many good movies with so many good creature designs. The Giant Claw was a bit of a letdown, and I get it, you know, budgets. It didn't pretend to be anything more than it is. And I want to make that perfectly clear. It's not like they were shooting for the moon and they landed on the moon. They were shooting for low and they settled for less. But they worked within their bounds. So cannot fault them for that. And be all that as it may, there were some genuinely campy moments, like some good camp. Like, there's a scene with some teenagers in there and their hot rod, and none of them are wearing seatbelts, and they're throwing back a couple of beers, and the hero's like, careful, the giant claw is out. And they're like, nah, daddy-o, you square, daddy-o. And then they get eaten by the giant claw. That was awesome. I genuinely loved that. So I pooped a lot on this movie. I mean, mostly for fun, but I would say I really only genuinely enjoyed about 10% of this film. So, The Giant Claw, check it out if you're a big old nerd like me, and if you've got some time to kill, or if you're just curious about a legitimate cult classic, but not a real classic. So, thank you again for standing with me here. I'll see you next week. We are going to start Summer Smash Part 2 with a very modern classic, I would say, a little picture called Independence Day. We'll see you then. Like, follow, and engage. Daddy-o's.